It was another rough day in what's been a difficult few weeks for battling the coronavirus crisis in the central and south coasts. The spike in cases in the region continued Wednesday with 539 reported. Ventura County had 365 additional cases, Santa Barbara County 91, and San Luis Obispo County 79. Ventura County Public Health Director Dr. Rigoberto Vargas.
That is among the highest numbers that we've seen in the recent months. Even more concerning is that we already surpassed all of last week's numbers, and last week's numbers were much higher than the previous week. So we continue to see this disturbing trend upward in terms of number of cases.
He says they think people getting together is fueling Ventura County spike.
We do believe that it has to do with gatherings, including Halloween, but also the change in weather. More people are indoors. And while there's been a small limited number of outbreaks that are in work sites and offices and businesses, and that's common, normal, and expected with this pandemic, largest category is gatherings.
New coronavirus safety guidelines are now in effect on the central and south coast after the state moved the three counties from the red to the more restrictive purple reopening level. As of Wednesday, indoor dining, gym workouts, going to a movie, and attending religious services indoors are now banned because of COVID-19 safety concerns. The action has left many Ventura County businesses as well as county leaders frustrated. County CEO Mike Power says that while many businesses may be behind the surge in some parts of the state, they don't think it's the case in Ventura County.
That's not happening here. We're data-driven. We're a public health data-driven county. We get it. But when we look at our data, it's not the businesses. And we have unique programs in place and a business community that gets it. The state strike team has visited over 4,200 businesses, and they've only found 3 violations. It is just remarkable. And that's not our numbers. People might say, oh, those are your own numbers. Those are the state's numbers. It's the gatherings. It's the household transmission. That's it. That's what's doing it.
Los Angeles County, which has had a much larger spike, is looking at moving past the state actions with tougher restrictions. Starting Friday, its bars and restaurants will have to close at 10. And if things get worse, LA County may put a 10 p.m. curfew in place and force restaurants back to takeout only. But Power says Ventura County isn't at that point.
You know, not right now. My sense is that talking to public health leadership, our restaurants already are required to close at 11. I don't think we see that as a necessary intervention right now. I would point out, and I thank you for raising LA, and we love our brothers and sisters to the south, but it is a challenge to be the county immediately adjacent to them, because they're really not a county. I mean, they're a country, right? 11 million people are right next to us. And so it creates a special challenge for our community, but our community's up for the task.
Public health officials say one of the keys to stopping the surge is how people handle Thanksgiving. They say large family and friends gatherings are a recipe for disaster. Ventura County Public Health Director Dr. Rigoberto Vargas.
Unfortunately, it's probably going to be business as usual for some people. They're not heeding our warning, call to action to cancel those large celebrations, the large events, the parties. Those are really the large, egregious examples of things that we just cannot afford. But even the small gatherings, limit them. Again, no more than 3 households. Do it outside. Do it for a limited period of time.
Santa Barbara County's Public Health Department has taken an even tougher stance. It has a no-gathering order in effect through the end of the year, except for people already living in the same household. All 3 counties are advising against holiday travel. Doctors say you have to be honest with yourself if you don't feel well, even if it's something minor.
It's a fever, it's sore throat, it's not feeling well overall. My muscles are aching, or what we call myalgias. It's chills, it's a cough, it's congestion, shortness of breath. If you have a headache, if you're nauseous, if you have vomiting, if you have diarrhea, new loss of taste or smell.
Dr. Todd Flossie is chief medical officer for the Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital.
One of the more dangerous things about COVID-19 is that we are infectious. We're dangerous and able to transmit the disease to others even before we had one of those 12 or 13 signs or symptoms. That's why we have to be wearing masks. That's why we want to control the source, which might be us.
Health officials say the key to the situation is simple. Until vaccines are widely available, limiting the spread of the virus is primarily in the hands of the community. It means following safety precautions like wearing a mask and social distancing, things by now we all know by heart. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.